You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about today. Not as much medical as I would have expected. Yeah, we got a woman allergic to her husband's sperm, but that's not what we're all interested in. We're interested in the budget that Obama has released. We're interested in this bipartisan deal that senators, we believe, have reached on gun control. Kind of interesting for those of you that haven't heard it. See if you guys like it. See if you don't. It looks like Arizona has passed a law now allowing silver and gold to be used as legal tender because they're worried that the U.S. economy is going to crash. And like I said, we got a little bit of medical news we could throw out there, like some, I guess there's some new bed bug advancements. You know, we've all been kind of worried about the bed bugs. Okay. I mean, you know, If we're not going to have our guns, what are we going to, shoot the bed bugs with? So researchers have had to come out with another way to deal with the bed bugs. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls and your comments. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, before we go into the Manchin Toomey bill proposed for gun control, let's quickly review what happened yesterday with the Texas stabbing. Yesterday, while I was in my third hour of the show, it was reported that a 20-year-old student went on a stabbing spree, not shooting spree, stabbing spree at Lone Star College. From what we understand, he has been charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His name is Dylan Quick. Okay. 4 people had to be life flighted out. As of last night, I believe 2 were in serious condition, 2 were in fair condition. And from what we understand, he used a razor-type knife to stab his victims. He had told investigators he had fantasies of killing people and had been planning the attack for some time. Okay, this is kind of important to our discussion a little bit later on when psychos decide to go and kill people. All right, campus had been shut down, but I guess it reopened today. Some people had pop quizzes, I guess. From what we understand, Mr. Quick had been born deaf, had received a cochlear implant at age 7, had overcome some challenges in life. Implant gave him the ability to hear, but apparently he had to play catch-up on how to speak English, according to CNN. Mother homeschooled him, and then he started to get into Lone Star's library programs when he was a teen, became a reader, from what I understand, excelled pretty well. Not much about if he was bullied, not much about, any other clues, nothing we know about medications, etc., like which usually takes months upon months to come out later once we find. But he just started to run around stabbing people. We don't have any motive yet. We're not sure. He was stabbing them in the face and head and neck, etc. And, pretty scary stuff. So, while they are investigating and while they are giving them a psychological rundown and a one-over, I still don't feel like we're doing what we need to safety-wise. Now, some people will disagree with me and say, Dr. Dahlia, there was university police. Well, from what I understand, somebody tackled him, and I don't know if it was another student. I'm not sure if it was campus police, but, some of you are making a point when you disagree with me on upping school security, where some of these these schools, they have security, and if security is on the other side of campus, how do they get there in time? I know some of them have golf carts, some of them have bicycles. I was on the UNLV campus a couple months ago. They have horses. Now, I love horses. I mean, if I was on a horse, I think I could, at lightning speed, jump over the quad, jump over these little, you know, circles of people, you know, reading poetry for their English class, that I think I could, you know, get my butt down there in time if I was on a horse. But for the most part, maybe these campuses, they don't have enough armed guards. That's not an argument to say, okay, no, we don't need armed guards. All right, that's an argument to say, all right, I think we really need to revamp our school security. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these officers, they monitor the grounds. They monitor the outside, which we need them to do. Well, some of these killings or these sprees happen within the halls. So who is protecting the hallways? Which is why some of you have suggested, all right, fine, teachers get to carry, teachers, you know, get trained. The only thing is I, you know, and I apologize if I'm stereotyping, but most of my teachers in college were not very right-leaning. They were a lot more to the left, okay? And I want to be very, very careful with my choice of words. And I don't know if many of my teachers in college would have actually pulled a gun as opposed to them wanting to pull out a peace sign. So, I don't know if you could convert a whole bunch of teachers who, you know, don't really believe the Second Amendment as much as some of us do. I don't see where we could train them and you know, prepare them like we need to. I mean, we need somebody that's not afraid to use a gun. We need somebody who's not afraid to shoot. You know, I told you my husband had huge concerns with me getting my CCW because he said, you're not going to kill a person. And I told him, you're right, I'm not. I'm going to aim for their femur. I'll probably aim for their deltoid. If their epididymis gets in the way, yeah, it'll be shot, but I know the anatomy enough where I'm going to try to avoid the inferior vena cava or avoid the aorta if I can. And my husband was like, no. I mean, if you're going to carry a gun, okay, and if you are going to protect our family, if you are going, you know, you need to be prepared to go all the way with it, okay? Yeah, I know, very good. You'd think going all the way would be something easy for me, but no. So, looks like we're coming up on break. We want to talk about this bipartisan deal that two senators have reached. A huge explosion of criticism from both sides. We'll see what you think, but I gotta tell you something. I'm kind of getting sick of politics, and I'm kind of getting sick of the way politicians are doing things. And we may be onto something here. 1-877-DOCS-LA.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Roden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1118 in the morning Pacific time. We are live. Thank you guys for being patient. We were having some technical difficulties in the first segment, and I am back on and ready to rock and roll. Please visit our first 2 hours of the show. We went into the new Senate proposal for which shows some bipartisan support, including Chuck Schumer, on their version of gun control, very mild, not calling for a national database or national registry, did expand background checks, which is something bipartisanly we agree on, many of us agree on, didn't go too far into starting to ban rifles and assault rifles, may please both sides, doesn't look like though it's really pleasing anybody, but please listen to our first 2 hours for updates on that. It was a very important topic, and even though I got a lot of medical news and other news to get into, I don't want to brush over it, but We spent a significant amount of time in the first 2 hours on that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to everybody who listens. Thank you so much. So it looks like a pilot, having texted, was now revealed as a factor to a deadly helicopter crash that occurred in a medical flight in August of 2011. James Frodenberg apparently, as has been revealed in yesterday's news, was simultaneously engaging in a private text conversation as he prepared for a medical flight in August of 2011. All right. Unfortunately, his actions now can rewrite the rules on when pilots can send private messages or make personal phone calls, because this resulted in the death of four people, including himself. Federal safety officials yesterday have blamed Freudenberg's crash on in Mosby, Missouri, on fatigue, training, and distracted texting. Apparently, the pilot had sent several text messages with one hand while flying the helicopter with another. This is horrifying to think that that could be going on. They believe he was engaged in an extensive text conversation with a colleague about dinner plans while he was conducting mandatory pre-flight checks of his helicopter. Because of these distractions, they say the pilot missed two opportunities to detect that his helicopter did not have sufficient fuel for his mission. When he finally noticed his fuel was low, he was halfway through the first leg of his flight. He arrived at the hospital, picked up the patient, and looked for an alternate closer destination to refuel, but his 13-minute stop was again disrupted by, I guess, another text conversation. And he took off after miscalculating that he could reach his destination. The LifeNet helicopter, according to CNN, ran out of fuel a mile short of the destination. The copter crashed in a pasture within seconds, killing him, the patient he was transporting, and two medical personnel. This is something that is just mind-boggling. I cannot believe something like this could happen. But keep in mind, all right, you know, we all text. We are people that are now in the texting community, the world. This is how we communicate. This is how we're used to communicating. We are able to now communicate with somebody without waiting to use a phone. Now, you truckers out there, God bless you guys. I mean, you guys have these rigid rules where you cannot text. Obviously, there's proof of texting. The cell phone companies can always show it. So many of you guys can't contact your family members for hours upon hours of your shift. And somehow you guys get through it. For the rest of us, we would go through withdrawals, go into seizures, conniption fits if we couldn't text back about a dinner plan. What is it with us that we have to communicate right then and there? I mean, this is deadly. So now they're recommending that the FAA prohibit the non-flight related use of portable electronic devices while in flight and during safety critical planning operations on the ground. You know, when I was learning how to fly, you know, that pre-flight checklist is so important, and you do nothing but the pre-check flight list, and you look at every single thing, and you mark off everything, and you do it with complete concentration. I mean, you have your life, you have other people's lives depending on you. I mean, a lot of screw-ups happen. I mean, why did the helicopter have enough fuel? Right? But you would think that the pilot would be the one to, you know, yeah. Now, the helicopter he was flying, apparently the pilot must transition to auto rotation in 2 seconds to avoid a crash. Apparently, the auto rotation training the pilot received was not representative of an actual engine failure at cruise speed, which likely contributed to his failure to successfully execute the maneuver. Some of you have asked, well, why didn't he, you know, go to the auto right rotation, etc.? I mean, running out of fuel, there's fail safes. Well, if he didn't know how to execute it because the helicopter was going down and he was panicking, that's a training issue. You know, remember Scully who landed the plane in the Hudson? I mean, wow. Or was it East River? I mean, just, you need to be, when you go through training, you need to be in simulations, because obviously it's very difficult to do in real life. that put you in situations where you could panic and you think your life is going to end. And if the training doesn't do that, you're not going to be ready. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you will be happy to know that the U.S. Postal Service will delay suspending Saturday mail service. Congress will not let them. Postal Service said in February they plan to switch to five-day-a-week deliveries beginning in August, except packages, because they have lost a lot of money. As we email, as we text, less people are sending letters. I mean, in fact, even with us, we need to probably go through a different change with our sending out patient statements and bills, because people pay electronically. People are using less and less mail. And paying electronically or calling in with the credit card is another form of ways how mail has lost. You used to pay through the mail. All right. But apparently, Congress said no. They prohibited implementation of the new national delivery schedule for mail and package based on the Board of Governors. And, of course, you know, the Postal Service is worried. I'm not. I kind of need my Saturday mail. The one thing I find extremely frustrating, especially when we get medical reports a lot of times by the mail, is if it's a three-day weekend, then your mail on Friday, you won't get mail till the following Tuesday. And the other thing I also notice is many companies, if they're coming up on a three-day weekend, a lot of times that Friday, not so much work gets done. So we start to notice less mail anyway coming over the next few days. And so to think that you could possibly be 4 or 5 days without mail, you know, essentially that you're used to every time there's a three-day weekend, that could really mess some businesses up. And unfortunately, we're not on a completely electronic system. You may need to, because if the Postal Service does move to that, it's very difficult for a business to run well. Every time we have a three-day weekend and you don't get mail all the way until Tuesday, sometimes that Saturday mail, whether you get money in the mail to help support your business, etc., you need. Now, some of you would say, well, if it's a three-day weekend, I mean, you really don't need Saturday's mail. You can't deposit it. For a lot of people, know we deposit it first thing in the morning. We have something, because a lot of us, we don't get our Tuesday mail sometimes till, you know, 2-3 o'clock. So almost near the end of the business day to process. And these three-day weekends, thank God we have them, and we need them and we deserve them. But if mail service is suspended on Saturday, that could really mess us up. So it, I commend all of you in the postal field, and I thank you for everything you do. And if it wasn't for some of the postal workers telling me, oh, no, I don't want Saturday mail, suspended, because then we are really hurting on Monday, and we are really hurting on Tuesday of three-day weekends in terms of trying to get everything out, you know, getting mail at the end of the day on Tuesday won't suffice. I agree with them, and I back them up on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I guess a fish fossil shows why humans have two arms and legs. They're able to deduce this from a prehistoric fish fossil. We also have, it looks like, internet cafes banned in Florida. Governor Rick Scott has just signed a bill allowing, disallowing internet cafes. I guess it's a way to try to curb internet gambling and illegal gambling. We also have Clark County school districts in Las Vegas, Nevada, opening back up to full-time kindergarten. We had gone to part-time kindergarten because of budget cuts, because of overcrowding, but parents are going to have to pay tuition. I don't know if you have that in your states, but they're going to have to pay tuition to open up to full-time kindergarten. All right, and then we also have here an Alzheimer's gene that has been found linked to increased disease in African Americans. So as you can see, very busy next half hour of the show, but never too busy to take your calls and your concerns, questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course we talk too much. That is what we do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, gosh, I don't know what I want to hit first. Let's talk about how we're at the point now where we're going to have to pay for kindergarten. From what we're learning in my particular school district, we had gone to part-time back in the early 2000s. What happened in Vegas happened to a lot of cities in the Southwest with the whole real estate boom. And we had more kids than our schools can handle. So what they ended up doing was splitting kindergarten up. So you had some kids do kindergarten 9 to 12, other kids do kindergarten 1 to 4, which caused some distress with some parents because some of us were looking forward to kindergarten because we could go back to work. Some of us were concerned because if our kids usually took naps in the afternoon, how are they going to function as well as the morning crew? You know, I remember panicking going, well, wait a second, I want my kids to be in the morning crew than in the afternoon crew, because in the afternoon, my kids already start to kind of get tired. They're like me. They're morning people. You know, we need to do everything in the morning. Well, it looks like our particular school district is going to now go back to full day kindergarten, but parents have to pay. They have to pay $375 a month if they want their kids in full kindergarten. That comes up to $3,100 a year. This funds teacher salaries and facilities. It also includes a $100 registration fee. Apparently, there is no state funding in my state for full-day kindergarten programs. Now, I don't know about you all, but is this what the economy has done now to you? I mean, when we weren't having economy problems when we cut back. Okay, we cut back, we had overcrowding problems, etc. Then it looks like we just could never go back because it would have included, you know, we would have had to increase expenditures. But, is that what we're seeing in other states where you have to pay for kindergarten? Now, President Obama today in his speech was talking about preschool for kids, and including that as part of the public school system. Now, I think it's great for kids to go to preschool. The earlier we are able to start age-appropriated education, I think that's wonderful. You know, I mean, it is really difficult to pay for daycare. Daycare is extremely costly. And as long as the schools have proper, you know, security in place, which, again, I think they're still avoiding that topic, I would not have had a problem enrolling my three-year-old or four-year-old in a pre-daycare setting at a public school. All right? You know, these kids now, when they go to private daycare, they're learning how to read. They're learning computer, such that by kindergarten, some of these kids can already read. Yet when you're, you know, raising your child at home and you're avoiding daycare costs and then you're enrolling your child by the time he's five, a lot of times he's behind. So I like the idea of there being some uniformity, because otherwise your kids are already a few steps behind, you know, but before they even start school. So I think that's great. Now, where we're going to find the money, I don't know. All right. When President Obama talked today about preschools and including that as part of the public education system, like, I'm not sure where the money's going to come from. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my particular state saying they're going to charge for full-time kindergarten. How the hell is my state going to pay for pre-K? All right, I love the idea of government helping us out and helping the working moms out. I think that's wonderful. But again, nobody's thinking about the financial aspect. I live in a state where they want to charge for kindergarten, which means parents are going to probably most likely choose not to pay the extra 31. I mean, they're already paying a crap load of taxes. Taxes have already gone up with Obama for everybody. So in addition to that, $3,100. Not to mention, as Obamacare unfolds, less full-time work, right? Less health care being covered, more health care costs. Who's going to spend the money? So now what we're going to have is people who will spend the money will have more education than those who don't. That's not what the public school system is about. All right? The public school system is about equal education for all. And if we're starting to see in certain states you needing to shell out the dough, all right, we're already going to start having kids at a disadvantage. And then what's going to have to happen? More vouchers, more entitlements. Why is our education not funded well? What is going on? All right. Why are we spending so much on the, you know, illegal immigrants and undocumented? All right. And services for them. But we're not spending it on the on education. Why do we have to now charge parents for public school? I don't get it. Now, some of you could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, Nevada doesn't have state income tax. Okay, in New York, you have a lot of taxes. And so that goes to the schools. Even if we don't have state income tax, we have a lot of other taxes. And, you know, if Nevada was that cheap to live, we'd be attracting a lot more businesses, and we aren't. So just, you know, watch for that in your school district. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Governor Rick Scott of Florida has signed a bill to give law enforcement better tools to put an end to illegal gambling by signing a bill that now has banned internet cafes in strip malls and arcades throughout the state. I guess it's in response to a 3-year federal and state investigation into illegal gambling at internet cafes run by Allied Veterans of the World and has already resulted in job losses for hundreds of workers. Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll resigned in the wake of an investigation and subsequent arrest because she had once worked as a consultant for the charity organization. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, internet cafes, isn't that where you go, right? You have some coffee and you can access the internet if you don't have a computer that's working at home. I almost had to do that for the first part of the show, find an internet cafe so I could do my show, because I needed my stories. That I've been not printing my stories up like we used to because I want to save on the trees, you know, protect the Amazon rainforest. But the problem is when the computer dies, you'll lose your stories. And even though I know the medicine by heart, I don't know all the stories and the logistics by heart. And I thought you have internet cafes where you go and you could access the internet. But I guess illegal gambling have been done there. All right. You guys may know more than I. So for those of you in Florida, you may be affected by that. Now, we talk about HPV, human papillomavirus. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And human papillomavirus has been linked to cervical, head, and neck cancers. It's a virus you get from having sex. Virgins don't seem to get HPV. Unless, of course, they fool around, do second or third base, you could get HPV. But for the most part, if you just hold hands, you have a very good chance of not getting HPV. So HPV is one of the most popular, maybe I shouldn't say popular, but one of the most common STDs. Now they're finding that it could be linked to non-small cell lung cancer. This is the type of lung cancer we see in non-smokers. I had a relative die of lung cancer, and he never smoked a day in his life. Was it HPV that went down and got into the lungs? I don't want to think about it because he was a relative, and I don't want to think about him getting HPV. But, you know, when many of you have a family member or a close loved one who dies of lung cancer, and you're like, how the hell did that happen? He never smoked, and he doesn't live in an environment where someone's smoking, then maybe this is the reason. Investigators found that 6% of the tissue samples showed signs of infections from two strains of HPV, the HPV 16 and 18, which are high risk. They revealed that the virus had integrated into the tumor's DNA, which shows strong evidence that HPV infection caused the tumor. Now, lung cancer kills more than one people a year, but 10% of those cases are in non-smokers. So 90% of lung cancer cases are smokers. But what about the 10%? So out of 1 million, that's a lot of people. So, you know, this idea behind the HPV vaccine is something that we really may need to embrace. And if this HPV vaccine will be found to prevent lung cancer, throat cancer, head and neck cancer, we all better get it. And they better expand it to not just to older folk and not just the young people. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray on KABC in L.A. discussing these two hikers who had on Easter, I believe Easter Day, decided to go out on a hike in the, I'm trying to think of the canyon. It was at the tip of my tongue, the Holy Jim Canyon, I believe. And they had gone on a hike. I think they had a lighter, a couple bottles of water. But what they were asking about is how they could have begun hallucinating on the first night. From what we understand, Kendall Jack, 18-year-old hiker, had been missing for 4 days. She had said that she had started having hallucinations. All she could remember is that a python was trying to eat her. She had to fend off animals. She didn't know where her sister was. All right. And it turns out her friend, 19-year-old Nicholas Sandoya, also was having certain hallucinations. And I was asked, okay, how could that happen? You know, were they possibly doing drugs? And, yeah, we know drugs could cause hallucinations, absolutely. Many of you don't think pot could, narcotics could. They all can. All right? So many, you know, drugs can. But what could also be mixed into the case is some hypothermia. Now, in that part of the canyon, yeah, you know, daytime temperatures could be 80, 90 degrees. But at night, from what we understand, it dropped to about 50. And many of you underestimate hypothermia and the temperatures in which that can ensue. So a 50 degree temperature drop, okay, not 50 degree, a 30 degree, let's say, temperature drop down to the 50s could just have been enough to put them into hypothermia. And one of the first signs of hypothermia is confusion. Then as hypothermia sets in, you could become confused. Now, when they found them, they were very dehydrated. And again, you could be dehydrated if you're confused. Some people are asking, but again, why the lighter? Why did she have a lighter? Okay, if she didn't smoke. I don't know much about it. I can't comment. I don't know all the belongings she had. But if I could just give advice to anybody going on a hike, number one is don't do drugs if you're thinking about it. Okay? All right? Because it's very easy to get lost. Number two, be prepared. Always be prepared for if you don't get back to your car. Many of you will just grab one bottle of water because you think, all right, you know, you're just going to go on a hike and you'll come back. All right? Pretend, always just imagine you can't get back to your car. Do what you have on you is enough. Is what you have on you enough to survive through the night? And I think they were missing for 4 days. Okay? It's amazing they lived through that. All right? And then if you start becoming hypothermic, all right, you don't just warm up automatically the next day. Sometimes you need active rewarming. So don't think just because the next day comes and you live through the night, you could then be coherent and then find food. You could still be hypothermic because your core temperature fell. Rewarming a body is very difficult. And it takes a long time. We use rewarming blankets. We put in warmed IV saline. But it takes a while to rewarm core temperature. So many times you won't do it on your own, especially if you started to go in some form of shock. So as we get more information on what happened to the hikers, you know, we like to expand it to how that affects, you know, the rest of us. And, you know, just, you know, keep in mind, if you live in an area where it's going to dip down into the 50s, and I do, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and yeah, sometimes it gets down to the 50s. I think it was down to the 60s last night. That's still enough for you to become hypothermic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a prehistoric fish was found, kind of an unusual one, with anal fins. Okay, we call them anal fins, so fins near its butt. And they think that is the link to how we know humans can walk. I don't know how an anal fin does this, but let's just read on. The fish, the Euphanerops, okay, is the first creature on the planet to have evolved paired appendages, which they believe. And because he had two anal fins, that might have been the start of us starting to have two legs, two arms. It's a 370 million year old species. They say fins are the world's first limb-like appendages. According to lead author Robert Sansom, who told Discovery News, paired limbs would subsequently develop from paired fins in the transition from sea to land, but the first evolution of paired appendages was a big, important step. So having two anal fins led to us having arms and legs. Apparently it was a jawless fish that lived before the dinosaurs. Most fish have a single anal fin located at the center back of the fish's anus. The fin is thought to help maintain control of body position. The Euphanerops, however, developed two such fins. All right. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Since it's not around, maybe those two fins didn't help it and it died off. But, you know, anything that has to do with the anus, scientists really like to go up all into, you know. The change, I guess, happened at a radical point in fish history when some of them started to evolve jaws and teeth. Okay. They say there is currently a big chicken and egg type debate with fish experts as to which came first, teeth or jaws. Do you have to debate it? Just, it doesn't matter, right? Mouth. Let's call it the mouth. All right. So, for those of you that think that's cool, I think it's great. They say lungfish are very closely related to the animals that were able to evolve, come out of water and onto land, but it was so long ago. Lungfish. Basically, they could blow up with air like a balloon, giving their body buoyancy. No, that's what lungfish did. I don't know. All right. I want to know which fish developed liberalism. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow. Rosemary could help you remember. If you sniff rosemary, it could increase your memory by 75%. I guess in Hamlet, Ophelia had said, there's rosemary, that's for remembrance. So Shakespeare might have really had it. I guess in a series of tests, rosemary essential oil from the herb increased the chances of remembering to do things in the future by 60 to 75% than those who had not been exposed to the oil. But I think you got to sniff it. I don't think you could just add it to your pasta. So Ophelia said there's rosemary, that's for remembrance, pray, love, remember. And I guess it has been used in modern-day herbal medicine as a painkiller for migraines, etc. So psychologists at Northumbria University, Newcastle, tested the effects of essential oils from rosemary. And I guess they looked at prospective memory, which involves the ability to remember events that will occur in the future and remember to complete tasks at a particular time. Like, you know, later today, I need to go shopping, and then I need to sign my kid's permission slip, etc., things like that. It takes memory, even if you need to do something in the future. So the rosemary essential oil was diffused into a testing room by placing 4 drops in an AromaStream fan diffuser, switching this on 5 minutes before people entered the room. 66 people took part in the study, and I guess they took a whiff. They didn't get high on it, no. And then they checked their blood levels, and they looked for a compound called 1-8-cineol, which is present in the blood, I guess, after being exposed to rosemary, and checked their memory, saw a correlation. I don't want to beat this puppy to death, but rosemary, smelling rosemary. So if you guys try it, I mean, I don't think it'll hurt sniffing something. Yeah, I get nervous when we ingest and we inject, but sniff, I mean, not sniffing like, you know, illegal drugs, but sniffing rosemary, interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how car exhaust has been linked to childhood cancers. So we're talking about now living, not only living in a more hyper-populated area, but these kids getting exposed to car exhaust could be putting them at risk for cancer. We also found that these kids eating breakfast cereal may actually be having lower BMIs than these other kids digging in to bagels and other types of food as they're trying to swap out breakfast cereal. That's something else we need to look at. And then we're also going to be talking about how noodle soup in the morning, Asian noodle soup, may actually be a cure for hangover. That could be some pretty cool stuff. So we're going to have a busy day tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But as we close, don't forget you could always call in with your medical questions, even if we're not on air. And we will answer them the next live broadcast at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You all be safe and God bless.
Hello?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.